News from Radio EcoShock. It's Japan versus the world at the June meeting of the International Whaling Commission. While some Japanese want to retain their culture of eating these intelligent mammals, like cows of the sea, they say, countries like Britain and Australia strongly oppose hunting whales. Back in 1986, a moratorium on commercial whaling went into effect after research demonstrated the world's whale stocks were in a steep decline. But the agreement allowed whaling for so-called scientific research. Japan has abused this clause by killing 800 whales a year. The meat ends up on Japanese dinner tables. Greenpeace set up a whale embassy in South Korea, where the IWC meeting is being held this year. Environment groups worry that Japan may have managed to stack the commission by using its massive aid program to buy the votes of new members like Cameroon, Gambia, and Togo. These countries have no whaling program, but might support an increase of whaling in return for more Japanese aid. So far, the commission has voted down a proposal to ban the discussion of new whale sanctuaries. But if Japan doesn't get the increased hunting quotas, they may leave the whaling commission altogether, setting up an open season once again for the world's big brain ocean creatures. To keep up to date on whaling, check BBC News at news.bbc.co.uk or Greenpeace at greenpeace.org. While Tony Blair fails to convince George Bush to take action on global warming, Britons are sweltering in the heat. It was 33 degrees centigrade or 91 Fahrenheit in London on June 19th, the hottest day so far this year. Around the country, four people drowned trying to escape the heat. The all-time record for the capital, 38 degrees, was set just 2 years ago. The Guardian reports that Europe has also failed to cut greenhouse gas emissions. The newspaper got the jump on figures due to be released next week, showing the 15 EU members of 2003 increased their overall emissions by 1.1% in the year up to 2004. Under the Kyoto Treaty, Europe agreed to reduce its emissions by 8% by 2012, but the new figures show the EU members failed to reduce emissions at all. The Kyoto Agreement, not signed by the United States, would bring emissions down to 1990 levels. This would slow down climate change, but not prevent it. Yet even those watered-down targets seem unlikely to be met. The new figures weaken the hand of Tony Blair going into the G8 economic meeting. The United States said the emission goals were unworkable, and the poor European performance may back that up. Perhaps it's better to do nothing and stew in a hotter world? Meanwhile, UPI Press Service reports that Londoners will soon be getting street-by-street warnings of highly polluted areas to avoid. Those with asthma and other breathing problems would get an alert via a cell phone to avoid certain parts of the city where readings are high, or even particular streets where smog collects. When a Swiss mountain resort started covering up local glaciers with a blanket to keep it from melting due to climate change, it was big news. Here is something you haven't heard about. The high Himalayas are also seeing rock exposed for the first time. The darker color of the snowless peaks leads to increased regional temperatures in Asia. So those tropical storms, the monsoons, become more powerful, and that stirs up the Arabian Sea, resulting in gigantic blooms of algae. The algae blooms then decompose, taking the oxygen out of the water, a basic requirement for other sea life. Local people who depend on fishing for their livelihood and their next meal suddenly find less life in the sea. That is how climate change impacts whole systems, from the highest mountain peaks to the fish in the ocean. Thanks for this tip goes to the news blog called Irregular Times at irregulartimes.com. In this connected world, environmental degradation can affect anyone, everywhere. As it skyrockets economically, China is paying the price in a ruined environment, according to a book by Elizabeth Economy of the Council of Foreign Relations. The book is titled The River Runs Black, The Environmental Challenge to China's Future. We find out that in 2002, 10 of the world's most polluted cities were in China. More than 300,000 Chinese people die every year from diseases related to air pollution. And 3/4 of all rivers in China are so polluted that fish die off and no one can drink the water safely. So many trees have been cut down that 1/4 of the country is now a desert or hyper-arid land. This is the price of carrying one quarter of the world's population within one country, and the price of that incredibly cheap tool set at Walmart. Find a review of The River Runs Black at Asia Times Online, the website at atimes.com, and take the time to pay attention to China's developing environmental crisis. When the Earth suffers, we all suffer. This has been news from Radio EcoShock. Feel free to rebroadcast, podcast, or pass it on, so long as you credit www.ecoshock.org. That's ECO, shock, like an electric shock, .org.